Currently listening to Peter F. Spice and the tune Another Sleazy Jive. That's about it for me for today. You've been listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Feel free to check out my website at djfirefly.com. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for joining me today. You just listened to The Long Blondes with Once and Never Again. We got some good stuff coming, some little old stuff, some new stuff. Should all be good stuff, though. But first, let's take care of some business.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
A couple other shows here on WRCT Pittsburgh I wanted to tell you about. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news. Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m. And the David Pakman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics and society, airing on WRCT Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 a.m. Okay, let's get back into it. This next song is called Teenage Kicks by The Undertones.
Right through the night, all right. pray to God, why don't he send me what I ask? And then she came right out of nowhere, was like a one in a million chance. She can make it hard for me, she can make
acrylic.
That is Novelty Island with Black Current Sky. That's new music. Before that, Mighty Lemon Drops with One in a Million. That Petrol Emotion with It's a Good Thing. And we started all off with The Undertones and Teenage Kicks.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, next up we have the Corner Laughers with The Accepted Time.
Star and Orion. Tally, every grasp you'll never reach. You Hiding in clear blue sunshine.
That was Chicago within the country. I know, not what we usually play here, but they do have some actually pretty cool stuff. That was from their Chicago 2 album, and I think that's just a great song, so I'm playing it. Before that, new music from Maple Mars, Goodbye California, The Posies with Sideways, Nerf Herder with Vivian, and we started that all off with The Corner Laughers and The Accepted Time. I want to tell you about one other show we have here in WRCT. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 5. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, time for more music. This next one is by William Clear and the Marvelous Fellas, Labor Day 2021.
chance on me. Out of the sea of someone's thieves and mothers you can see. The way that I feel could not be stronger, and I know you feel it too. So couldn't you wait a little longer? I'd wait it out for you.
But I think it's time we break the chain.
That is Steelism with Lonely Game. I believe Andrew Combs and Jesse Balin are doing vocals on that. Their first album, I think it was all strictly instrumentals. Before that, Hans Rottenberry and Brad Jones with Count on Me. The Rooks with Reasons. The Orange Peels with Give My Regards to Rufus. And we started all off with William Clear and the Marvelous Fellas and Labor Day 2021. That is just about going to do it for me here. I'm DJ Chris Wired. Thanks for joining me for Breakfast for Dinner. Don't forget, we rebroadcast this show on Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m., so you can check out it then again. Other than that, I'm going to leave you with one last song. This is Savage Good Boy by Japanese Breakfast. Thank you for listening, and have a great new year.
And you're listening to a broadcast of Ebony Spectrum from our archives. This interview features a talk with Derek Chisholm. This happened maybe about 3 years ago, in 2018, I believe. And we heard some interesting things from Derek back then. And of course, things have changed, but it's real interesting to see what her path was back then. And she's continued to go upward and onward with her career. And now she's hosting more TV. Listen to the conversation. You'll find it very interesting. This is Ebony Spectrum from 2018 with Daria Chisholm. Rick takes the lead as he adds the questions.
It's one thing to say I'm going to write or I'm going to perhaps get on television, which is enough of takes a modicum. And I'm being a little bit facetious here with that. It takes more than a modicum, actually, to go into that profession, because you got to have a lot of confidence, I would
say. You have to have a lot of confidence. You have to have a lot of courage. You also have to have a lot of commitment. And for me, it's always been about being a creative. And a lot of the work that I do as an entrepreneur now is really as a coach, supporting other business owners who are looking to become more visible in branding their message, their mission, and using multimedia strategies. I was very fortunate, as you're aware, that I've had a long history in television, but because I also had varying businesses, I learned a lot of practical tools. And so I've been able to marry what it means to be an entrepreneur, particularly a solopreneur in this space of online marketing, and really look at what are some sizable visibility strategies that people can use. So that's really where that came together from. In terms of this issue of courage and the courage to have your own business. And as you said, you know, you got to hustle for a paycheck, period. I mean, and I think there's, as an entrepreneur, you have to have that as your modicum for success. It's the only paycheck that's going to happen is the one that you're going to go out and make. And so as an entrepreneur, and I'm sure any of them listening, completely get that part of your drive for success, I believe, should first be what it is that you love doing or serving, and let the money follow. And I get it. When you got to pay some bills, it's like, no, we need to think about the money first. But you will be a much happier entrepreneur going after your dream, hustling for that success, and of course, working hard for the money, but realizing that the part of the reason that you're doing it is because you absolutely love being the entrepreneur that you are. And that helps when you get to those periods in time, and we've all been there, when the money isn't flowing. Because it's easy. I mean, I've had jobs all my life, and it's important, obviously, if you do the type of work that you're not an entrepreneur, that you do a really good job at your job. Right. But if you truly have a desire to strike out on your own and run that business that you've been dreaming about, or pursue that dream that only you can do because it's like busting in your belly, then go for it. Go for it with everything that you have.
It's interesting. Your book, you used the word hustle. You've used it several times. And I think probably people think of, when you say hustle, guy, girl on the street.
That's your generation.
Doing the hustling thing, right? And I mean, I always never put the total negative kind of label.
Yeah.
Some people did, because I always recognized people got to survive.
Right.
And everything that was being hustled wasn't necessarily illegal. It was not mainstream.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's a word that over a period of time has had multiple meanings. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. I think if you look 40, 50, 60 years ago, hustle had a very negative connotation. It often was equated with the person who, you know, was just trying to jack somebody out of some money,
right,
or out of a service, right? Or eluding something. And it certainly had a negative connotation. Then there's the hustle, the dance. And so people kind of see the jolly part in that. And then, of course, there's a hustle that, you know, parents, when their kids are out on the baseball field or basketball, hustle, get down the court, you know, make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
But what we've seen, I would say, in the last 5 to 10 years, particularly with the explosion of people doing business on the internet and being self-employed as an infopreneur, that more people are using the term hustle that is really synonymous with work